Campaign 2021. Former President Trump is hinting he may head to Virginia before Election Day to campaign for Republican Glenn Youngkin in the governor's race. In a statement released by the former president's Save America political organization, he writes, chanting, "We love Trump" in Arlington, Virginia. Thank you, Arlington. See you soon. Trump was referring to the people who interrupted President Biden last night in Pentagon City during a campaign rally for Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe.
Thank you. That's right. This is not a Trump rally. We let him holler.
Save America's communications director tweets, President Trump looks forward to being back in Virginia. Details will be released when appropriate. National Journal editor-in-chief Jeff Dufour joined us earlier tonight to discuss the possible implications of this last-minute Donald Trump visit for Youngkin.
We've only got about 5 days left, so time is short if, in fact, they're planning anything. And one person we haven't heard from yet is Glenn Youngkin himself, with whom Trump would presumably appear. It's unclear Youngkin even wants that. Remember, he didn't show up at the controversial rally in Richmond that Trump called into. He actually condemned it afterward.
I just wanted to fill in a few gaps. You were talking about a recent Virginia rally in which Trump supporters pledged allegiance to that flag that they said was at the U.S. Capitol during the riot January 6th. Youngkin even used the word weird to describe that flag situation. I mean, you can't climb into Youngkin's head to ask what he would do. Does he just ignore this and hope that Trump doesn't come, or what's the play here?
I think so. It's incredibly awkward if Trump shows up and then Youngkin doesn't show up with him. Youngkin's tried to keep him at arm's length for weeks, if not months now. It really plays into this bifurcated dynamic in the race. Youngkin is trying to keep this race as focused on state and local issues as he can, particularly schools. Meanwhile, McAuliffe is trying to nationalize this race at every turn and tie Youngkin to Trump. If Trump shows up on behalf of Youngkin, well, that becomes a lot easier for McAuliffe to do, right?
Was Biden trying to goad Trump into coming last night when Biden spoke at Pentagon City?
Oh, absolutely. The most telling reaction, I think, also came from the Lincoln Project, this group of Never Trump Republicans. They released a statement that said much the same thing, that Donald Trump is too much of a coward to come to Virginia and campaign for Youngkin. Of course, this is designed just to set Trump off and get him to come to prove everyone wrong, because they think it's going to be good for McAuliffe if he shows up. You never know what you're going to get when Trump shows up. That's the problem for Youngkin. You don't know what he's going to say or what the news story is going to be the next morning. It's a much more linear, predictable proposition when you're Terry McAuliffe and you invite, say, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama to show up on your behalf. It's a very different ballgame with Trump.
Haven't Democrats repeatedly stumbled here? Couldn't they have been in a much better position, maybe by promoting what they've already done? COVID is not under control, but certainly vaccines are available. The situation has stabilized a little bit. Couldn't they have sold that?
They could have, but remember, the wind is really at Republicans' backs right now, coming off of Biden's big win. The out party always tends to do better, and especially in Virginia, in the last 20 years or so, McAuliffe is the only gubernatorial candidate in his first run who has won after his own party won the White House the year before. So he's trying to make lightning strike twice and go against history. Virginia loves to go against whoever's in the White House.
National Journal's editor-in-chief Jeff Dufour, be with us here and at WTOP.com for continuing election coverage. And of course, Tuesday night, we will have all of the latest results and analysis for you right here on WTOP.